In God's covenant with Israel, there were many priests, many prophets, and many kings. But in the new covenant with the new Israel, the church, there is only one priest, one prophet, and one king, the Lord Jesus Christ. The duty of priests was to sanctify the people by offering sacrifice for sin. The duty of prophets was to teach the people by proclaiming the word of God. And the duty of kings was to govern the people by making decisions based on the law, the prophets, and right reason. The Lord Jesus unified these three sacred offices in himself. And in the new and everlasting covenant, he serves as the only priest of divine worship, the only teacher of the word of God, and the only king who rules forever as the son of David. But Christ the Lord then shares these three sacred offices with his disciples by means of two of the seven sacraments, holy baptism and holy orders. And today we consider how this is true in baptism. Everyone who is baptized into Christ Jesus becomes, by participation in his death and resurrection, a sharer in his offices of priest, prophet, and king. As priests, by baptism, we can worship the living God in spirit and truth by offering our lives as a pleasing sacrifice in union with Christ. As prophets, by baptism, we can teach the word of God to others and bear witness to the saving truth of the gospel by our words and our deeds. And as kings in baptism, we can govern our own lives in keeping with divine revelation and right reason, rather than surrender to lawlessness and live in sin as slaves to our own disordered self-love. When Christians faithfully exercise these three sacred offices, they participate by grace through faith in the messianic ministry of Jesus Christ. And that is how we help fulfill the Great Commission, the parting instructions of the risen Lord to be observed by his church until the last day. Christianity spreads not by osmosis, but by evangelical witness. And by virtue of our baptism, we have the sacred duty and high privilege of teaching others that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. This we do by speaking of our own faith in Christ, by inviting others to join us in divine worship, by teaching them to reverence the Holy Scriptures as the inspired word of God, and by showing them through deeds of charity how to live the law of love. If Christianity is faltering in the West, Christians must seek the cause in themselves. We must seek the cause in ourselves. In 1926, Pope Pius XI established the annual observance of World Mission Sunday, which is kept each year on the next to last Lord's Day of October. And on this day, we are invited to rededicate ourselves to the work of the Great Commission by supporting missionary work financially, and even more, by understanding that every baptized Christian is a missionary and that the mission field is everywhere. Consider the blind beggar, Bartimaeus. Only the Lord Jesus could restore his sight and make him whole. But someone else had to tell Bartimaeus that Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah, a descendant of David, and the Son of the living God. Whoever led Bartimaeus to the Lord Jesus was a missionary, and that is the noble work to which every baptized Christian is called. In the second lesson today from the letter to the Hebrews, we read that Christ Jesus was chosen as high priest of the new covenant to offer the supreme sacrifice of his life. And in the gospel from chapter 10 of St. Mark, we heard Christ acclaimed to be both Master, meaning great high teacher, and Son of David, meaning rightful heir to the throne of Israel. Through the grace of our baptism and the obedience of faith made possible by that grace, may we always bear witness to the whole counsel of God, including the saving truth that the only priest, prophet, and king of the entire human race and of all creation is the Lord Jesus Christ.